Lama, Hazalo, do not commit any unwholesome action, enjoy accumulating the perfect virtue, subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Look at oneself and the action, object, enemy, friend, stranger, also the body, possession, all these causal phenomena. Are a tongue story. Changing within every second by cause and conditions. These things even do not last within seconds. They changes. And that this causes the phenomena, it can be stopped any time. So therefore, there's no basis for the dissatisfied mind desire. These objects and anger and the wrong conception of permanence. Not knowing. Not seeing the reality and apprehending the appearance of permanence, that is true. So it's a type of ignorance. Then subject, action, or these objects, they are in the reality that they are completely empty. The nature is completely empty. The emptiness only. 东方尼，not having true existence. The nature to do not have true existence as it appears. So it is contradictory. What appears and what it is in the reality, the way things appear to us, and the way it exists, how things are, their nature, is contradictory. So, therefore, for our mind, all these things are false. False, why? That's not the way how things exist. That's not the way how things are. So that's why for our mind, things are false. The existence are false. So all these things are empty. So therefore, again, there's no basis. There's no word valid to rise anger and to have dissatisfied my desire. There's no meaning in that. There's no meaning for that. So therefore, when we think of reality, when our mind is aware of the reality of things, when we live our life with a mind that is aware with the reality, with the down on the ground or down on the earth. Put it in this way, that down on the earth. However, you see, mind, living the life with the mind that is aware of the reality of things. So there's joy. There's a peace in the heart. Confusion is released. So oneself is released from the confusion, relieved from the confusion. During that time, while one is aware with the reality of the things, when the mind is distracted, by the hallucination, when the mind is caught up with the hallucination, truly existent appearance, permanence, so that time. That time, life is not on the earth, not on the ground, not on the earth. It's in a hallucination. It is spaced out. It's in a hallucination. So that time, life is suffering. That time, life is in the suffering. For there is no purpose at all to have this ignorance, to have this ignorance of truth, to have this concept of true existence. There is no purpose at all. There is no use. There is no benefit to keep this or to follow to this. It's only the door for the whole, it's only the door for whole entire sufferings of the samsara. Root of the whole entire sufferings of the samsara. No benefit, only harm one receives from this ignorance, from this hallucinated mind. In other words, when the life is hallucinated with the, by following the ignorance of true existence, the being caught with the hallucination, the true hallucination of true existence, that time during those time of life is not dealing with reality. It's not one, you're not living the life according to the reality. So, however, with this with the awareness of emptiness, self, action, object, everything, then with that awareness, then meditate on the essence of wisdom. So, I prostrate to the iron table, James. Thus, I heard at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagiri on Master Vulture's mountain together in one method with a great assembly of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the concentration of the countless aspects of phenomena called profound illumination. At that time, also Spiro of the Svara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, was looking perfectly at the practice of the profound perfectional wisdom. Perfectly looking at the emptiness of inherent existence of the five is also. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said to the superior of the Svara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, how should a son of the lineage train who wish to engage in the practice of the profound personal wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the superior of the Svara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, replied to the Venerable Shariputra as follows: Shariputra, whatever son of the daughter of the lineage wishes to engage in the practice of the profound professional wisdom should look perfect like this. Subsequently, looking perfectly and correctly at the emptiness of inherent existence of higher aggregates also, forms the emptiness. Emptiness is a form. Emptiness is no other than form. Form also is not other than the emptiness. Likewise, feeling. Discrimination. Compositional factors. And consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are empty. Having no characteristics. They are not produced and do not cease. They have no defilement and no separation from defilement. They have no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form. no feeling, no discrimination, no composition of factors, no conscience. There is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no tactile object, no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so forth. Up to no mind element, and also up to no element of the mental consciousness, there is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so forth up to no aging and death, and no exhaustion of aging and death. Likewise, there is no suffering, origin, cessation of the path, no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is no attainment, all Bodhisattvas rely on and abide in the perfection of wisdom. Their minds have no obstructions and no fear. Passing utterly beyond perversity, they attain the final state beyond sorrow. Also, all the Buddhas who perfectly reside in the three times, rely upon the perfection of wisdom, becomes manifest and complete Buddhas in the state of unsurpassed, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of the great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the equal to the unequal mantra, the mantra that truly pacifies all suffering, since it is not false, should be known as the truth. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is the pearl end. Shariputra, a Bodhisattva, great being, should train in the profound profession of wisdom like this. Then the Blessed One arose from that concentration and said to the superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, that he had spoken well. Good, good, O son of the lineage, it is like that. Since it is like that, just as you have revealed, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced in that way, and the Tathagata will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, the entire assembly of disciples, as well as the worldly beings, gods, human, demigods, and spirits, were delighted. Holland God, and spirits were delighted and highly praised what had been spoken by the Blessed One.
I am the O N A N J A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A Y A
在那个月子间，一个牛没了，你把我那那那边上那种把那种的，就对面就送老鼠王的，没叫我咋那就做给的，上那那边就讲对的，那在这边的就那那这这边上老鼠王的，俺早些天就在生山上这边没拿过这个山的，都跟这边今天给我进对的，这边送老鼠王的，俺就到那俺也是零八省到金宝松山慢慢走，俺咋送到 东巴新到金宝松镇慢慢走，俺咋送到东巴什么东西？东北说些送老鼠王的，东北说些送老鼠王的。每晚当面点着，下街做街外街，拉工作，江北沿，三门端西跑走路路，江北边走街送老鼠王的，每边走街送老鼠王的。怕被工巴商店打完了，得再多，日边过去这街菜，日边过去你别家，日边我就送老鼠王的，日边我就送老鼠王的。 天天上班，最近谁把也行到金宝松镇慢慢走，那啥，松镇。本来工巴我上班顶顶，那边那时候我对外在那工厂他妈我他给我准备送老鼠王的，他给我准备送老鼠王的。准备做完，后来那么些就准备叫了那个家伙子，今天去接班位，省改是跟，哎呀，也就上班下老鼠王的，跟这上班下老鼠王的，俺就推荐做工不行，咱老爸老爷就从今天让你做到我准备，今天就那个今天下老鼠王的。 那个现在是老鼠王的，那个现在是老鼠王的，啊，那个现在是老鼠王的。
俺就推荐做工不行，咱老爸老爷就从今年让你等着我准备，今年就那个今年下老鼠王的，嗯，刚才春节我在菜市上看到那位老头说嘛，应该我们不存在家别的希望，那也是老鼠王的，你话希望那也是老鼠王的，因为这边的现在是准备准备，我们准备，都把马路现在上人，他看见给我自己，啊，把上台北下老鼠王的，老上台北下老鼠王的。 这边王就咱们家族，咱肯定没问你们给来吧？你就咱们就是先跑出去，咱们老妈送老鼠王的，咱们老妈送老鼠王的。春节过年初一都觉得，不是我就叫我印刷我弄了多少钱一件，给多少钱不送老鼠王的，给多少钱不送老鼠王的。不上初一今天准备，第一次我这个那叫老送老鼠王的，就老妈送老鼠王的。
这边在俺们乡巴东，第一都是老三年到十，也就到五年，他现在真叫老妈送老多王的，就叫老妈送老多王的。老三一些，咱把这一直落到上头住过，那都是从这边吃到进来了，送来老妈送老多王的，送来老妈送老多王的。可是那么点社会人都在，其中你以前那到那我，可是你们在老妈了，不送过我，先把送完的，不送过我，先不送。反正大妈社会经过也是你这边的，大生意，可能都是没结婚的，等等，可多些老多王，等等，可多些老多王。 就像那马人都别个，那他乡巴佬些都是很多，俺都是跟着。但是今天村里也是都听见，都别个那说完的，听见都别个那说完的。乡巴村长那是放那个土根那个那个准备着，俺们就听了几多个讲，就是说那么说完的，就是说那么说完的。我上家我估计也行，那就是准备给他准备着了，就经过教育了，都是我听见那没说那说完的，听见那没说那说完的。 看这大伯哥哥也辛苦嘛，俺这平淡的话嘛，略知明。这里是我听见家父就听见了没少老说的，听见了没少。
so wan de aja san la ga na ta ve me ge san da wa de ve jun wo jo te ve je ve da ge ze ba yes de shin na la so wan de sun de shin na la so wan de pan de la me na ba ta ke ji san ya lo pa me ge ji chen ze la wo tong we mo gu ji la me chen la san lan ju bo ro so The foundation of all qualities is the kind and venerable Guru. Correctly devoting to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon the Guru with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly day and night takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the result of black and white karma follows. Finding a firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful, to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasure is the door to all sufferings. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teaching is keeping the Paramahansa vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mothers, migratory beings, blessed me to see this, train the Supreme Bodhicitta and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. By clearly recognizing that developing Bodhicitta without practicing the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. Please bless me to practice the Bodhisattva vows with great energy. By pacifying distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzing the meaning of reality. Please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in this general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the Supreme Vajra Vehicle. At that time, the basis of completing the two attainments is keeping the pure vows and samaya. Having become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pleasures like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, which are the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, and may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma by completing the qualities of the stages and path. May I equally attain the state of Vajradhara. Daya to yomoye mune mune maha yamuna yesova Daya to yomoye mune mune maha yamuna yesova Daya to yomoye mune mune maha yamuna yesova Daya
Sanji,
I must achieve a state of omniscient mind for the sake of all the the kind mother sentient beings, the mother sentient beings who have been kind to me. Therefore, I'm going to listen the. And the Dharma, the greatest path to enlightenment. So, please listen to the teaching well by generating the clarifying the motivation bodhicitta and also righteous conduct of listening teaching according to the traditional practice of the lineage lamas. So a listening subject, that is the pressure power, the teaching of the pressure power to enlightenment. The Jampe Shalom. In order to, the first of all, happiness and suffering all came from the mind and the came from the mind even that one you see the all ones on happiness suffering all ones on happiness and suffering came from one's own mind. Not somebody's mind, not somebody whose mental continuum is separate from your from one's own mental continuum. Not that way. Not some other being who is separate from you. So it came from one's own mind. So therefore, in order to eliminate sufferings, to obtain happiness life to life, temporary and special ultimate happiness, in order to obtain this. Either for self or for other sentient beings. However, to have complete change, then one that depended on understanding how all these things comes from the mind, one's own mind. So therefore, it is very important to meditate on the karma. to meditate on the karma, everyday life, to remember, and to practice awareness. You see, so usually, the life, you know, to live the life on the basis of this awareness. So that is extremely important thing. That itself is a fundamental solution for problems, for the daily life problems. Being awareness in this, you know, thinking inside, and not, you see, mind, you see, once on the mental continuum, it's not facing outside, facing inside. You see, not turning outside, but turning inside. So, this become the most. This is the most important practice of Dharma. And then one can develop, one can make the life better. One can make less problems and more happiness in the life. Only in this way, there's opportunity to eliminate completely, to end completely all the sufferings, and to have everlasting, you see, happiness, ultimate happiness. Only this way there's opportunity. Only this way it happens. If the mind is only facing outside, only turning outside, only looking for outside, only seeking for from outside, then it doesn't happen. No, in that way, there's no opportunity. It's the wrong way. Because it's not, the evolution is not that way. But it's not coming from outside. It's coming from the mind. So, therefore, even though the karma is nothing new to hear, even though it's nothing new word to hear, but it's extremely important to mind to become familiar, to meditate, to think of this deeply, and so that one feels karma in the mouth, one feels the karma in the heart, the action, the result. So it does not become just a word, and mind gets mixed with Dharma. Mind becomes the Dharma. Once on mental continuum become Dharma. By reflecting the karma, the next mind, the heart to become the Dharma. Understood, it stays only in the brain or intellect. So, only in the head. So this way, then one can bring that Dharma in the heart, and that way, then And you see, the definite fate can rise in the karma, and then that becomes the fundament, that becomes foundation for, that is the inspiration, that is the encouragement, strength, everything. So that gives encouragement, you see, capacity, you see, to be able to abandon and the, you see, not only the heavy negative karmas, but also even the slight, even the subtle ones, in the small ones, even one can abandon. There's, you see, inspiration or encouragement that to abandon even the small ones, like the heavy ones. One is able to, you see, in regards to virtue, one is able to practice the extents of virtues, even the small ones, you know, or one is able to practice. So, small or great, whatever, one is able to practice. So, in this way, then there's a development in the life, in the mind. And in this way, one do not create obstacles, you see. So, one do not create obstacles. So that's how, you know, there's development. To one's own mind. There's achievement, an accomplishment. So the next, the action of the eternal life, so that which is the which is completed, that which is completed, that with the base and the attitude, action, goal, it has four sovereign results. Four sovereign results. So the rapid aspect result in the lower realm. Even one is born in the, after some time, even one is born in the human realm, then one experiences the three types of the sufferings, the or experiencing result similar to cause, you see, and then you see you, many people criticize you. Many people, you see, put down you. Many people criticize you. You see, many people criticize you. Many people cheat you. They cheat oneself. They tell a lie to oneself. You see. So many people, you see, criticizing. You see. And you see, cheating. So again, when somebody cheats, when somebody cheats oneself, so you see, the reality, according to the evolution, from where this person cheating, this person is cheating oneself. From where this, how there? from where this came. From where this came, it came from one's own mind. The one's own karma, one's own mind, one's own karma. You see, the negative karma, she told a lie in the past. Told a lie, other sentient beings. So, if one didn't do that, there's no reason at all, there's no cause at all. The other person have an attitude to cheat you, that is not the cause, that's the condition. Other person's mind, you see, to cheat, it is not the cause. It's not the cause that you are being cheated. It's not the cause of your experience, you know, your one's own experience and the being cheated, you see. That is condition. So, if one hasn't created that karma in the past, no reason at all why this person think to cheat you, why this sentient being cheats you. There's no reason at all. Something has to make that person to think. You see, something makes that person to think that way. Something makes the person to think. So, what makes to think? You see, what makes the person? even that is done out of intention. You see. Why this particular sentient being is cheating you, there's a reason, because there's some relation in the past with you. If there's some relation in the past, some there has been a contact in the past. So contact is the one cheated that sentient being. So you see, like this. This karma in the past, you see, cheated others, you see, and this has left imprint on the mind, on the mental continuum, and now the imprint. This imprint, you see, projects that. This imprint that is left on the mental continuum in the past by cheating others, you see, karma cheating others, you see. Now this, what you see now in our life, what we see, somebody cheating you, is the creation of this imprint, is the production of this imprint, this appearance, so now. Even this is more important to relate to to the choice view of your mind. Because this somebody cheating you is view of your own mind. You see, it's an appearance. Appearance. And appearance is to do with mind. It has to relate to somebody's mind. So it's your mind. Your appearance is a production of your own mind. As I mentioned yesterday, appearance, what kind of appearance, pure, impure, dependent on the how the mind perceiver, you the perceiver's mind, what is pure and impure. So therefore, the appearance is a commentary of your own mind, is a description of quality of one's mind. So you see, the imprint was left in the consciousness in the past by stealing, by telling lie. So you see, here in this case, somebody cheating you, criticizing you. You see, so the imprint that's left on the mental continuum, conscience. Now, nothing was done. No workshop is done on that. You see. No work purification done, is not purified, that imprint, you see, and that was left. So that karma, you see, that negative karma, not purified. You see, nothing is done with this imprint, it is left. Nothing is done, you see, with this imprint. This imprint is not cleaned away by generating the remedy path, you know. You see, through the purification, I say, the methods of purification, and nothing is done. Nothing touched to that. Nothing is done. You see, so this life, you see, the imprint, and that imprint projected this appearance. You see, So it is important even more to relate to appearance. So this way is much clearer in the sense of karma, in the sense of how karma is producing the result, happiness or suffering. You see how the evolution. So due to what type of appearance, what type of object, you know, that is projected, you see, beautiful or ugly. So by meeting these objects, you see, by seeing this, you know, by seeing this appearance, then you see pleasant feeling, you know, pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling rises. So that which is called suffering and happiness. So you see now, if all the karmas are related, say, anybody who gives harm to you, to oneself, you see, that is to do with the past contact, some contact, but you see, harm, negative contact, or having given harm to that person, you know, however, create negative karma with the relationship of that sentient being. So you see, this life. That sentient being is giving harm to you.